Well, we have a light, Florida Power and Light man comes in, transformer blows. And you have a water guy that will come in. Garbage man.
All right. What, the guy that delivers the letters?
That's a postman, or a mailman.
All right. What would you say a person has if he's able to gain favors from City Hall?
He has a pull, or he's got, that wouldn't be graft. He's got connections, he's got a pull.
Okay. What might you call a city employee who has no real job, no responsibilities, and performs no real services but draws a salary anyway?
He'd be the mayor of Noda. performs no services but gets paid?
Mm-hmm. Just on the payroll.
Oh. Would be like a politician's person that they're taking care of?
Yeah, well, say someone got elected like a mayor and he just hired everybody he knew.
Favoritism?
Okay, I'm just, have you ever heard anybody charged with that here? On the news or anything, on the paper?
Yeah, you hear a lot of different stories. What it would specifically be called?
Well, it depends on city to city.
You just hear graft. That word's become pretty popular.
Okay. You might hear it referred to as a payroller.
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm not sure whether you would hear or not. Other than corporate names, what are those large food stores and shopping centers called?
The center would be a mall.
Okay, now the food stores, what would you call a large food store?
A chain.
Okay, now if you were saying, let's say you 163rd Shopping Center. Let's say you were going to do some grocery shopping there. You would, other than the corporate name, you would say, I'm going to the what?
I'm going to the food store.
Okay. And you use food store to refer to very large ones?
Well, food store might be a small one.
Okay, what's a very large one?
A grocery store, supermarket.
Okay. And how about a small neighborhood one?
Well, we call it Chives. We have a small one. Or, you'd say, to the market.
Okay. How about a small neighborhood one that opens early and stays open late? What would you call it?
A 7-Eleven?
Like that, yeah. Do you have any just general names for those types?
Convenience store, but I don't think that's not real common. Usually, even if it's not a 7-Eleven, they'll say it's a 7-Eleven.
Okay. How about a store that you might use when shopping for special foods, like kosher foods or special types of meats or cheeses? Or
a delicatessen?
Yeah. You have many of those here?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What kinds of things would some people, or might some people have in their kitchen to heat or cook food when they don't want to bother with the stove or the oven?
Stove or the oven?
Other than the stove or the oven, what might you use to cook food or heat food with?
A toaster.
Okay. What else?
A crock pot.
Alright.
Stove or oven.
How about if you wanted to fry an egg and you didn't want to use a stove or oven? Would you have an appliance that might be able to?
Oh, a hot plate.
Okay. Well, how about those new things they got now that work on not so much on heat as they do on?
Microwave ovens.
Okay. And what about they used to have. They were usually square, and you plugged them, and they were electric, and they heat up, and you could cook pancakes in them, or
griddles.
They're like that. Only sometimes they had sides. You eat fried chicken. You can do anything you want with them, just like a regular one. Only they were just electric.
Roasters.
Okay, I was just wondering about the frying.
What do you call it?
Well, I'm just curious if you're familiar with electric frying pan or electric skillet.
Yeah.